should it go home or Barge or should it go crazy? Gene Watson and a good old Goodern from the Sam and Bob Show here on KVET this morning, a day that looks more promising for rain than it has in the last month or so. But we're down to a 40% chance.
Yeah, that gum would it hurt to just get a little rain. Just every now and then a little rain.
Well, the paper says, of course, I went to bed last night. That's another term I don't want to have to explain. But, around midnight or one, and they said we're going to have a soaker today. Troy, you wouldn't call it a soaker, I guess. Check with Troy in just a moment.
Ray Henning's Heart of Texas Music.
So listen to some of these food dishes here. Jamaican jerked pork loin.
Yeah.
Sounds good. How about this? A sautéed breast of chicken with black truffle or pine nut chicken sausage. Pine nut chicken sausage. Celery root Yukon potato puree with Cambozolo cheese, peppered bacon and apple compote, rosemary-scented carrots, and French apple brandy sauce.
I kind of want something other to eat.
Got any beans and cornbread? And
this is a story from the Los Angeles Times about how at universities across the country, they're hiring award-winning chefs to cook for the kids.
Oh.
And they're offering these really fancy dishes, healthier dishes and gourmet dishes. And one of the reasons they're doing that is to try to get kids to eat better. And get this, it says here in the LA Times that college food is a $15 billion a year industry. $15 billion college kids spend eating out or spending money to eat. So guess what the conclusion of this article is, no matter what they cook them, guess what the kids want? The number one food by far the kids want today.
Fries.
Nope. It's an entree.
Hamburger meat.
Nope.
Steak.
Nope.
Mm.
I mean, it's not even close.
Pizza?
Chicken tenders.
Huh.
No. And since my daughter lives on Sheets, she's 18, and she's never had anything but chicken tenders. But it turns out she's not crazy, not alone. They interviewed this big chef over at USC and how they've tried everything. So finally, another chef at some other university, he just started making gourmet chicken tenders. And so he's famous for that.
What is chicken tenders?
Well, they're chicken nuggets, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, like chicken wings without the bone in there?
Well, okay, that'd be a way to say it, yeah.
It's puree.
Well, I have those at
puree.
Yeah.
Tomato. Your mama.
Here's a college graduate probably has a PhD in English.
Yeah, thanks for the help.
Could you just stay on the line and help us as we go along through the morning? We want to get hold of a bunch of them good ideas.
Yeah, chicken tenders, big deal.
Usually when you live in the dorm.
It should be. It's great food.
Oh, and second
biggest. My favorite food in the world is chili dog and then macaroni and cheese and chicken tenders is right down there.
The second biggest food that these chefs say the kids demand after chicken nuggets and tenders is pizza. Because we know that.
Mm-hmm.
We know that. What were you going to say when you lived in a dorm?
Oh, they always require wherever you lived in the dorm to have the meal plan, too. I don't know if they still do that. So it's a huge cash business. You know, you got to pay for the dorm, and then you're required to buy the meal plan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, another $1,000 a semester or a year.
For the tenders. Troy, do you eat at Texas?
Hey, Troy.
That's the second time we tried to hook up with Troy.
A little router problem. I'll go.
He can't hear us?
Wake him up, yeah.
Yeah. He's there. I can hear him. He just can't hear us.
I can hear him feedback.
Feedback? Don't say that.
When is the American Idol tour going to be here in Austin?
I think it's right around the corner, September.
It's coming up here before long, isn't it?
Oh, you mean when they're playing?
Yeah, the tour.
Yeah, that's in September.
That Catherine McPhee, she said she was sick and couldn't go on the first 17 shows, but she's going to be on The View tomorrow, and whole cast invited to the White House, and you know, old Catherine made it some sort of miraculous recovery, it says. So she's going to join the troop tomorrow. tomorrow night in Pittsburgh.
Oh, so she can sing now.
And she can make it over to the White House, and maybe she can ask George Bush.
What's up?
Yeah.
Yeah.